Chapter 11, The Sweet Sounds of Success.
Voila!
Rarity announced as she lifted up the final dress with her magic. It had turned out that peace and quiet was just what Rarity needed to finish. Charity was a great help to the boutique, but her attention could also be a little suffocating. It was a little bit like having Sweetie Belle around. But Rarity couldn't help it if younger ponies looked up to her. It just came with the territory of being adored.
Opal, aren't they spectacular?
She made the dress rotate slowly, like it was sitting on a motorized display in a storefront, surrounded by the magic light. The sequined ribbon sparkled. Opalescence, who was napping, opened one eye and meowed her approval. Just like her pony, the kitty was the picture of sophistication. She even wore a tiny starched purple bow atop her head.
So glad you agree, Opal. Not too showy, yet still utterly fabulous. Thank goodness I'm finished.
Rarity looked at the clock on the wall.
And with time to spare, the concert doesn't start for hours. I have plenty of time to treat myself to a hoofacure at the day spa before the dresses need to be delivered. I deserve it.
She took off her red work glasses and got out a little scroll to scribble a note for her absent apprentice.
Dearest Charity, beauty emergency! We'll be back soon to bring the dresses to the concert. Hope you had fun around town. XOXOXOXOXO Rarity.
Charity arrived at the Sweet Sounds of Summer concert with just an hour left until showtime. She was now completely out of breath, and her mane didn't look quite as perfect as when she'd left the spa. 20 choir dresses and 15 bow ties were much heavier than she had guessed, even with the aid of unicorn magic. But it was worth it. Rarity was going to be so proud that she'd taken it upon herself to bring them to the show for her. Plus, her newly dyed purple mane and tail looked amazing. Just like her idol, Rarity. She couldn't wait to show her.
I'm here! I'm here!
Charity shouted as she ran behind the curtain that had been set up as a backstage area.
I've got the dresses and bow ties!
Thanks, Celestia, said Golden Harvest,
an earth pony whose cutie mark of a bunch of carrots matched her orange mane and tail. She turned to the rest of the group and shouted at the other choir members.
Rarity's here, every pony! Time for a costume change!
Oh, I'm not rare...
Charity said, but she was quickly interrupted by a flood of excited comments from the ensemble.
Wow, Rarity, you've really outdone yourself this time!
Lyra Heartstrings took her dress and hugged it close to her body.
I want to wear it every day!
Such attention to detail,
added Twinkleshine, a pink-maned unicorn. She held up the hem of the frock to admire the expert hoofwork.
Such a pretty ribbon! Said a Pegasus.
The sight of the green dress against her purple coat reminded Charity of Twilight's dragon friend Spike.
Such beautiful sparkles, said Tippy Tappy.
She put her ukulele down to examine the garment.
It's a real showstopper.
I have to say, Miss Rarity,
Senior Mint, a tall green Pegasus, trotted over to Charity and held up his green bow tie.
I do like the color,
he winked, because it was the very same hue as his coat. Charity knew it wasn't right to let them believe she was totally responsible for the dresses, but it felt so wonderful to hear them singing her praises. All she'd ever wanted was to be like Rarity, and now here she was, with the ponies thinking that she was Rarity. It was too amazing to give up just yet.
Oh, thank you so much, every pony!
Charity beamed. She tried to imagine what Rarity would say if she were here.
I just felt so inspired by your gorgeous voices.
Well, they look stunning. They were worth the wait,
said Golden Harvest, reappearing in the gown. The emerald color looked very pretty against her orange mane.
She started to head toward the stage when she turned around and gave Charity a double take.
Say, Rarity, something's different about you. I can't quite put my hoof on it.
Charity gave a nervous laugh. This had been a terrible idea, but there was no turning back now. She put on her best Rarity voice and replied,
"Whatever do you mean, darling?"
Charity fluffed her newly dyed purple mane, batted her eyelashes, and hoped for the best.